All right, update on the injuries. Robert Ayers left the game with a shoulder injury. Wesley Woodyard left the game with the neck. Chris Harris left the game with a concussion. Ronnie Hillman with an ankle. Any questions?
Did you expect a game like this out of Dallas, especially after last week? Did you think they were going to play as hard as they did?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched, you know, their whole season. I thought they played hard in all four games. We were expecting them to play hard. You know, they're undefeated here at home in those four games, 2-0. You know, been here a few times already, and it's a tough place to play. It's the most attended stadium in the league, and, you know, they're a very potent offense, and, you know, they gave us all we could handle.
When you get an interception with 2 minutes left, obviously the goal is to win the game, but to what extent do you have to think clock management at that time as well?
Well, it was heavy on our minds, I'll just say that. You know, I thought, you know, they did a good job. Julius, you know, thought he could have scored. We communicated. We did not want to score with time remaining. And fortunately, it worked out that it was executed well. And, you know, we got the W and never had to go back on the field again.
The idea was to kick a field goal time.
That was the plan.
You guys obviously scored a lot of points, but second highest scoring game in the NFL since the merger. Talk about just being involved in that, just a shootout or what?
Yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, you want to have more than they got at the end. And, you know, there's a lot of different styles of that. And, you know, it was pretty amazing that, you know, it came down to the defense making the big play at the end to put the offense in position. And thank God our offense, you know, kept us in the game all day long. And, you know, it was a great team victory. It was, you know, the first one where we were really, you know, behind. I thought this was probably our best character victory as far as, you know, coming from behind. I think it was 14-0 at one time. You know, everybody is against you, although I'll say there was a lot of orange in that stadium. I was a little bit surprised by that, but that's a tribute to our fans and how we travel. So, you know, it's tough to win in this league on the road, very tough. And so we've gotten to 2-0 on the road, and we count our blessings.
You brought it up, and I was going to ask you, I mean, did you need something like – something like this to, given what's gone on early in the season, to actually?
You know, I don't think so, Woody. I mean, I think, you know, it's, you know, every one of these is a test, you know, and I don't know if you want to say this was the most difficult test. They're all difficult. Every time you go out there between those lines, you know, at least in those players' eyes. And so, but we were, you know, trailing by a substantial amount, and we battled back.
It get to be kind of a battle of attrition on defense, especially you're losing guys left and right there.
Yeah, that didn't help our cause, you know, but I'd say, you know, a lot of guys stepped up and did a good job. I mean, was it perfect? No. Are any of them perfect? No. But, you know, we made some adjustments there at the end, and, you know, we weren't matching up very well. We had some explosive plays, some inopportune times, but, you know, at the end, you know, we were able to hang on.
Is there anything you could say you might have done a little better? A win's a win, but is there anything you come out of this saying we could have stopped them a little more?
You know, without looking at the tape, that's hard to say. You know, you know, the goal in this league, and the most important statistic in this league, is wins. And we were able to do just enough to make that happen today.
Trevathan got hurt during the week, and then he came back and made that big play to seal the game. What does that say about his character and his work ethic?
Yeah, you know, he's a great young player. You know, I think he works very hard. I think we all breathed a sigh of relief when, you know, his MRI came back negative, and sure, he was at practice the very next day. So what appeared to be, you know, a pretty serious injury ended up, you know, being a very minor injury.
They're all team wins, Coach, but some you need your quarterback more than others. Your quarterback?
Well, you need players everywhere, you know, no matter what position. They're all important. You know, obviously we have a great quarterback, and that's very helpful, and he played great again today.
You brought up the crowd. We were talking about it almost seemed at times like a home crowd. Do you think the players were aware of that? Secondly, was Sun a factor? It's tough to say that in a football game.
You know, it does get a little goofy there later in the game. You know, you'd have to ask the players that. You know, standing over there as an old, fat, gray guy, I didn't really bother me that bad. I'm not talking about you, Woody. I'm talking about me. All right? But, you know, I don't know that that was a big factor, you know what I mean, for them. You'd have to ask them. But there was some shiny spots that I noticed during the game, and particularly in the second half. But I don't think it was a huge factor.
Interception was thrown into that area where the sun was. I don't know that you could.
Yeah, you'd have to ask players that, Woody, seriously. From my vantage point, didn't seem to be.
And my other question was about, we felt like it was almost a home crowd when you were doing well. Right?
It was surprising to me. I mean, I had our team convinced that, you know, it was us against the whole stadium, and that wasn't totally true.
How impressed do you come away after seeing Des Bryant?
Say again?
Bryant, how impressed do you come away?
You know, I think, you know, I thought their offense was very good. I mean, you know, Witten was with us at the Pro Bowl. You know, Miles Austin didn't even play today. The young kid, 83, I thought did a terrific job. The little guy Beasley made plays. So, I mean, I think, you know, it's a good receiving crew. I hope I'm missing anybody. And, you know, Romo did a great job spreading it around. I thought he had a fantastic day.
You talk about matchups all the time. You apparently thought there was a great matchup in regard to Julius Thomas because you went to him predominantly more than you did anybody else during the course of the day. Was there some specific, I know you're not going to tell me a specific match, but you like matchups, and that seemed like it was a great matchup.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have a, you know, our staff and players do a great job with, you know, play design and whatnot, and, you know, some of those are just relative to what kind of coverage they're playing, zone, man, split safety, middle of the field, close, those types of reads, and, you know, Peyton does a great job of deciphering who should be open on those route concepts, and he did a great job.
Sure, you know, like one other one, hypothetical questions. Did it go through your mind that if they had moved down the field, you would let them score?
Well, we thought they were in a position to let us score. That's why we did our best not to. You know, that happens late in games when the clock's running down, and, you know, it's part of strategy in these games. But, you know, all in the games, you go through all the scenarios.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you.